we got a lot to do this morning. And if I can get my side, there we go. Psalms 133. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture. And I'm going to read the whole chapter. Okay? Don't get alarmed. Because it's one of the shortest chapters. Not the shortest, but it's one of the shortest chapters in scripture. And I'll give you some background after we read. Psalms 133. The picture here, and I'll reiterate upon this. The picture here is Israel is traveling, marching, pilgrimage, whatever word you want to use there. They're on their way to Jerusalem. And they're on their way for probably either the Feast of the Tabernacles or could have been the Passover feast, but they're on their way to Jerusalem. And this is actually a song, okay? And the song was probably not sung necessarily in melody like we sing songs today, but it was probably chanted. And this song's lyric says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is if the dew has if, pay attention to that, it is after, if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion." They're 110 miles apart. Okay? "The dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life, forevermore." As we shared the scripture, in fact, this is a song. It's actually one of 15 songs that is found in the book of Psalms. And those songs are known as the Songs of Ascent. It's songs and melodies that were sung. They were written and, of course, sung or chanted in a jubilant, celebratory fashion. This wasn't a sad song. Okay? It wasn't some down-and-out, woe-is-me song. It wasn't a song about, I'm wanting to make heaven my home because I'm thinking about dying. And some of the songs we've sung over the years are sort of like that. But this is a song in a celebratory fashion, probably again during the Feast of the Passover or the Feast of the Tabernacles, and they were on their way, if you would, to Jerusalem, to the temple. There was great joy to be found in these gatherings, in these feast gatherings that the Jews would have. In these feast gatherings, the gatherings themselves were centered around commemorating deliverance, freedom from bondage, and also provision, every provision. And not only that, but they were celebrating in faith the hope of a messianic future. Because God had promised them that he would give them a Messiah or a king. So this morning, we're sort of like the Jews. This morning we're sitting in this room and some may be listening or online or watching online. The Jews, much like us and us much like the Jews, had their failures. They had failures. They had struggles, they had battles, and they had come under enemy attack, just like all of us. All of us can relate to that. Every single one in this room has experienced those things in our life, in our Christian walk. And if you're not a Christian, you've experienced those things too. But yet, these people, literally hundreds of thousands, perhaps into the millions, they are ascending. They are traveling northward. They are going upward unto Jerusalem. And they're doing so in one faith. Now, that doesn't mean every Jew thought alike. It doesn't mean every Jew had the same opinions. Some of them probably drove Chevrolets, or they would have if they had had them in that day. And there would have been a few that were underprivileged and drove Fords. Somebody said, "Preacher, you got two Fords." I do have two Fords. One was a mistake, and the other one has a Chevrolet motor in it, so don't be judging on me, okay? But they were traveling, even though we are not always in agreement. We may not be in political agreement. We may not be in preference agreement. We may not, our opinions vary, and our opinions are totally opposite of one another sometimes, but yet that should not separate us in the faith. Because opinions and faith matters, because faith matters are based on the Word of God, they're based on Scripture, and faith matters should bring us together in unity, and that's what today is all about. Today is all about coming together in unity. These Jews were ascending up to Jerusalem, and they were ascending in one faith in one God, and they called Him Yahweh. So this morning, we are in our lives, in our everyday living, we are ascending our own type of mount. We're ascending our own type of Temple Mount, if you would. Now, if you go to Israel right now and you go to the Temple Mount, that's where the Dome of the Rock sets. And the Dome of the Rock is actually in the Temple Mount is controlled, if you would, by Islam. Okay? The Jews do not control it. In fact, unless statistics have changed, there is a larger concentration of Islamics that dwell in Jerusalem than there is, or in Israel, than there are Jews. But yet the Jews have political control of the nation. And they will continue to have political control of that nation. But as it sits on top of that mountain, even in the Muslim faith, in the Muslim movement, they have actually literally lines marked off leading up to the Temple Mount where hundreds of thousands of Muslims go every day to offer prayer unto Allah, a false god. Okay? So there's still significance of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, but someday the Dome of the Rock, as we know it, it's going to crumble and fade. And the King of all glory is going to take rightful reign over that Temple Mount again. Okay? But in the sense that we are on the journey, we are all headed towards that Temple Mount because, you see, God doesn't necessarily dwell in a physical building of such, or necessarily dwell on in a physical place of such. You see, we're ascending our own type of mountain. Our mountain is a mountain of celebration. You see, we're honoring the same God as the Jews were honoring, Yahweh, the same God that is still changing lives today. Lives that too were once held in bondage, lives that were in need of deliverance, and lives, if you would, that have faced persecution on every hand. But we are celebrating the deliverance of those things, and we're celebrating the provision that God has given us. We have candidates this morning that are going to participate in one of the three ministry experiences, either church membership or dedication of parents and children, or lastly, the act of water baptism. And they're pursuing those actions not just as a ritual and not just a routine, but they're pursuing these actions and making these public statements known with the hope of a messianic promise. With the hope of the messianic promise that the Jews had, but just a little bit different than the Jews, because the Jews are still looking for their Messiah. But you see, we realize Messiah has come. Messiah come, and he was born of a virgin, and we know that story as we approach the Christmas season. He was laying in a manger, but he grew and he was were then crucified. He was punished and he was crucified and he was buried in a grave and then he rose again and he now sits at the right hand of his Father. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the promised Messiah of Jehovah God. So today we have a greater hope than what the Jews had, because we have not only a hope of the Messiah, but we can know the Messiah firsthand, face to face, if you would, in a personal relationship that's found in faith through the person Jesus Christ. So there's some key points I want to draw out of this passage this morning before we begin in the first ministry that we're going to acknowledge. There's key points to be made. The first one is these Jews were on a pilgrimage. When they sang these songs of ascent, in particular this 133rd Psalm, it's 1 of 15. When they sang these songs of ascent, I want you to realize this, they were on a pilgrimage. They had not arrived yet. Not a single person in this room has arrived yet. I want you to know that. Including this guy right here. We had some laughs in life group this morning. If you've never been to life groups, you need to come check one out some Sunday morning. We'd love for you to. Brand new one, by the way, with, the Kids Breakfast Club happening over in the gym. So come see us at life groups one Sunday morning. But we were having a lot of fun in life groups this morning because I told a story about myself and some people found it amusing. I didn't think it was all that funny, to be honest with you, because it was about me. But the reality of it is, we're all on a pilgrimage. And none of us has made it yet. Listen, I don't know who your preference would be. I'm just going to use Craven Shires because they're the closest one at hand and it's a very popular funeral service. But until they call Jim Shires or whoever your preference is and to come get you and you've laid one hand over the other on your chest, or until Jesus comes back in the rapture of the church, every single one of us in this room is still on a pilgrimage. We're still going to have struggles. We're still going to have pitfalls. We're still going to have failures. And I'm not saying there's a license that to just live in those failures, but what I am saying to you is they are a reality of our walk. They are a reality of this Christian experience that we are in. If you're looking for a perfect pastor, you stopped in at the wrong church this morning, because I'm not. Because regardless of what you may think, pastors and preachers bleed the same red blood that you guys bleed. I don't bleed anointing oil or holy water. And in all of that, we find that we're all that same way. We all are that same. We're on a pilgrimage. The second thing is, David is not barking out demands. He is not commanding these people to come together in unity. He is not preaching to get a message to say, listen, y'all, we gotta get it together. We're divided. You know, there's isms and schisms in the body of Christ. We need to come. No. David is not doing that at all. But what David is doing in this psalm, he is actually making a declaration. He's making a declaration that faith existed and brought these people together in unity. They were unified in faith. Some of them may have liked Ford. Some of them may have liked Chevrolet. Some of them may have liked Mexican food. Some of them may like Italian food. Some of them like, maybe just like pinto beans and cornbread. But they may differ in opinions. They didn't all look alike. Probably none of them looked exactly alike. They were all different, but they were unified in the faith and they were unified in their mission. And their mission was to ascend unto the mountain of the Lord. And I hope that's why we're here in this room today. We may vary in opinions, we may vary in our thoughts, we may vary, and certainly we vary in our appearances, but realize this, we're all ascending up that same mountain. And David makes a declaration that unity was existing among them. And he declared that unity as being a blessing. And David illustrated the community, and a community that was taking place in two ways. The first thing David illustrated was this. There was an overpouring of the oil by Moses over Aaron's head. That's what David is referring to. Moses poured the oil over Aaron's head in the symbolic of the anointing or the equipping of Aaron. Listen, that's something that didn't happen every day. There wasn't a future king anointed every day. It was looked upon as a very sacred event. Let me tell you something. When you come into the body of Christ and you become unified with the body of Christ through faith in Jesus Christ, that is a sacred event. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be taken for granted. Unity is central to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they work in unity. They do not work divided, okay? Jesus, the Son of God, was unified with Jesus, the Son of Mary. God became flesh. And when we become unified with the body of Christ, even though we may differ in a lot of ways, in a lot of things, in a lot of subjects, there is only one body. One body, the Bible says, made up of many members. Mount Hermon. It's the second thing that David pointed out. The dew of Mount Hermon falling on Mount Zion represents God's daily refreshing of His people. Let me tell you something. The value of the church is we all need one another. Our slogan for this church, our mission slogan is that we are a family of Christ-like followers doing life together. And we've shortened that down over the years, and we just say that we're doing life together. Understand this. Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. The Bible says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. That would make a good worship song, wouldn't it? Some of y'all will get that later. Mount Hermon's high altitude, and we've stood at the base of Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon's high altitude ensures a heavy refreshing of dew will fall every evening. Mount Hermon stays snow-capped. You can drive just a few hours down the road, and you can be down in Masada. You can be down at the desert, and temperatures over 100 degrees. But in northern Israel, Mount Hermon remains snow-capped. And the dew, the moisture that falls on Mount Hermon, is very heavily. But that's not necessarily the case in Mount Zion. Mount Zion is 110 miles south. It's down below. It's down in the lower altitudes, if you would. But Mount Hermon is literally 12 times higher than Mount Zion. But here, if you would, David uses the comparison that dew, that moisture, that sustaining moisture that sustains much of Israel, by the way, because of unity, it's fallen on Mount Zion. You know, when you come together in unity in the body of Christ, you get to inherit. You get to receive all of the blessings that He has. So we find the community of the body of Christ. Around here, as I've already said, we call it doing life together. That's what we're here for. We're here for community. We're here for community. We're here, all of us are on a pilgrimage. Never forget that. The good thing about our pilgrimage is we have a common destination. Or I hope we do. I hope we do. To enter into the presence of the Lord. We don't only have a common destination, but we have that common King. The common King. His name is Jesus. And today, we are going to do some life together in three ways. We're going to receive some people into membership of the church. We're going to dedicate some children and parents. And we are going to conclude with water baptism. And I'll be very frank with you. All of this has been growing just literally into minutes before we began worship service this morning. This service has continued to grow. So here's the deal. We have a cause to sing. We have a cause to sing. And we have a reason to rejoice. Just like those Jews did.
Why, you might ask? Because greater cords of unity are being sown together, knitted together in the body of Christ today as we come even closer together with the outward expressions of faith that is shown through new members joining the church and parents and children being dedicated to the Lord and the act, the outward act of water baptism. So can you give the Lord a shout? He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of praise. This morning I'm going to get my Vanna White. Her name is actually Sarah. Sarah's going to come help me. And those that we have spoken to and we've shared information with that are interested in becoming new members of the church, I'm going to ask if all of those would come forth and meet me right up here. I said, "Preacher, you didn't tell me about this part." Well, I just assumed you knew. Okay. Great. Somebody needs to get a picture of this, by the way. Sarah's busy, so somebody can get a picture. Maybe. And I'll have these folks turn around in just a minute. Yeah. So, fellas and ladies, congratulations and thank you. Thank you that you would consider making this your church home, first and foremost. Some of you are just coming back home, right? Rita said, I'm just being reinstated. And that's fine. That's reinstated. We're reinstating her membership. She was here many years ago. But every one of you all over the past several months, and we have got to know you better. You've got to know us better. We love and appreciate you. You're getting involved. You're doing things. And we appreciate it so much, so much. Now, you guys have been given information pertaining to the movement that we are a part of, which is the International Pentecostal Holiness Church. And in that information, it shared with you the basic doctrines and beliefs of the Pentecostal Holiness Church. And while we do not serve a denomination, the denomination is not the final authority. The Word of God is also always and always will be the final authority in any matters pertaining to your spiritual walk. I just want to ask you a question. Somewhat of an understanding of the beliefs of the Pentecostal Holiness Church. My second question to you is, do you stand before me and will you say in agreement, forbearing, that there must be something that would go against Holy Scripture to stand for the doctrines of the Pentecostal? Father, as we pray today, Lord, we just believe, God, that you are ministering. I thank you for Melinda and Randy. Lord, I thank you for Rita. God, I thank you, Lord, for Miss Peggy. Lord, and I thank you for the salutations, Lord, the whole family, Lord. We just praise you for youth, Lord, and young people. And God, today, Lord, as we pray for them, I pray that they will continue to grow. They will continue to engage and do greater ministry than they're already doing in this church family. And I pray that you will bless them coming in and bless them going out. And God, watch out over them, Lord Jesus, as, Lord, they serve you as part of this body. And Lord, may they always, Lord, serve this body well. But Lord, may they serve you more fervently than they serve this church. That you may manifest through them and your kingdom, Lord. Lord, be exalted. Your kingdom be lifted up. And may they become exhorters to everyone that they come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If I could have a motion from a church member in good standing that we receive the count. 5, 6, 7. that we receive these seven candidates into the membership of Voice of Praise Worship Center. All right, we have a motion from Pam Browning. If somebody would second that motion. Kevin seconds that motion. All of those in favor of receiving these seven into church membership, please let it know by standing and giving them a round of applause. Amen. 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 Now here's what I want you to do, but I want you to do it quickly. I want you to just loop around here. They're going to turn and face you, and I just want you to real quickly loop around and give them a handshake, a fellowship, and a hug, whatever you want to do, whatever's appropriate, and start over here with Heath, Miss Dot, one of you all, and let's do it real quickly because we've got a lot left to do. And they're going to sing some music.
I was lost in shame, could not get.
All right. All right. Hey, listen, I had an old fellow tell me one time, he said, you know, church membership is good, and it is. I'm an advocate of church membership because it's making a commitment. But don't ever be intimidated if you've not made that decision yet, because we would rather have you than we would your name, okay? But your name is very important to us as well. So always let me know if you're interested. Welcome. Welcome those who have just taken membership. Thank you so much. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 11 through, I'm actually going to read this 13 and 14. It says, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked him. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And when he placed his hands on them, he went on from there. I would ask those that have children that want to be dedicated this morning. I prefer not to call it a child dedication. I prefer to call it a parent-child dedication, because we have parents. You know, they have responsibilities in child rearing. So I think it's very, very important. So those of you that are having children dedicated, just come on up. Bring them on up. We have London. Is that Westland? I can't read your writing.
Okay. Abby's children are London, Westland, Waverly, and Rinley.
Rinley. Okay. Okay. So, and Odie will be coming in as well, and as obviously we'll run past 12 o'clock just a bit. But if you guys want to come on up front, we'll. Oh yeah, I'll look this. Hey, how about look at all this? How about look at all this first two pews over here on this side, and then this doesn't count toddlers' church. Bunch of good looking young men and young ladies. So come on up. Come on up. Okay. You guys just come on up here and just who's going to be dedicated, okay? Okay. Okay. All right. Now, moms, dads, parents, guardians, this is not only about your children. This is also about you guys, because you guys have the responsibility of raising your children. Today is a dedication service, dedicating them to the Lord, but that doesn't secure their salvation. When they become of a rightful age of understanding, they will have to make a decision of their own to have faith in Christ for their salvation. Some of these children, the older one, I guess, is she going to be baptized?
She's three.
She's three, okay. Already have. So it's important to understand this doesn't seal their salvation. It's important for you to share the news of Jesus Christ with your children. Have them in church as often as you can, and to pray with them and just be those examples before them. I want to pray for, we're going to dedicate Odie. And those of you that are back there, is there any other family members that want to join you all? They're welcome to. Any family that wants to come up here and join us is welcome to. Yeah, you're welcome to. Come on up. Come on up. Because this is a very important time. Very important time. And then afterwards, if you all want to do pictures and things, you're very... Oh, y'all got a... Yeah, y'all got a busload here. That's good. That's good, though. That's good. That's good. That's good. All right. Odie. How are you, bud? You like those suckers? Yeah, I do, too. I don't limit the age of dedicating children to infants. So today, we're just going to pray, and we're just going to pray for Daniel and Katie as parents, and we're praying for Odie, and just believing that the Lord's going to watch out over him. He's crunching his sucker like crazy up here. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. I love it. I love it. Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we take this opportunity to dedicate Odie to the Lord. God, we pray that as he grows and matures, Lord, that he will be guided and led by his parents and others that are surrounding him. And Lord, he will walk in the pathways of righteousness, Lord. And Lord, you will develop him. Lord, who knows, maybe someday you'll call him to be a preacher of the gospel or a worship leader or a Sunday school teacher. Perhaps he may just be a witness for the kingdom of God in his everyday walk. But Lord, as he progresses, as he grows into school age, Lord, and beyond, if you tarry your coming, God, we just pray that your hand will stay upon Odie's life as he follows you. And Lord, I pray for Katie and I pray for Daniel, Lord. I pray for them as parents, Lord, that you will minister and you will work in their lives. They will grow in their faith walk. They will grow in their spirituality, and they will be the demonstrative parents that Odie needs in his life, Lord, to point him in the directions of Christ. And Lord, they will grow as a family together in faith. And Lord, you will nurture them in faith. And Lord, we will just stand back and watch and observe how mighty you are in their lives, Lord, as they grow in you. So, Lord, today we offer this prayer of dedication, Lord, to this small family and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Odie, you did great. He needs a supper. Okay, so we are dedicating lunch. Waverly and Renly. Okay. And mom is Abby. Hey, Abby. How are you? Thank you for coming today. Thank you for being here. So Waverly and Renly, right? Okay. All right. All right. Waverly, turn around here and look at me. You know what oil is? You don't know what oil is? Feel that. This is oil. Look at this. Look at this. You want a little bit? It's just oil. Touch it. It won't hurt you. It's like you're sort of like you fried chicken in. Okay? But that's olive oil. I'm going to touch just a little bit of oil on your head, okay? Like that. And I'm going to touch Sissy's head, too, with just a little bit of oil. Because oil means that God is going to watch over you. Okay? So we're going to pray for you and Sissy. And believe that God's just going to watch out over you. And then we're going to pray for mommy too, okay? Father, as I pray, Lord, for Waverly, we just believe that Jesus, that your hand is going to be upon her as she grows and continues in life. Lord, I believe that she is going to mature into a young lady that will serve as a daughter of the risen King. Lord, I believe, Lord, that you, Lord, you have specific anointings and plans for her. In fact, I'm reminded of the words of the prophet that he has plans for us, plans not to forsake us, but to cause us to prosper. And we just believe today that Waverly is going to prosper and she is going to be blessed and she is going to grow up, Lord, to lead, be a leader of women. Lord, and you are just going to bless and use her, keep her, watch out over her, protect her in all that she does and everywhere she goes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Renly, how are you?
Will you come to me?
Can he hold you?
She says no. She says no. Father, as we pray for Renly today, Lord, we too agree, Lord, that this young lady will grow up to be a woman of God. Lord, you will watch out over her and you will protect her, Lord. And as she matures, she will increase in you. Lord, we just believe that today, Lord, that she too, Lord, she may be a song leader or a worship leader, Sunday school teacher, and perhaps a carrier of the gospel message to men and women abroad. And Lord Jesus, we just believe that today, Lord God, that your hand is upon her and you're leading and guiding her in all of her life. And Lord, you're ministering to her needs. And Jesus, she will be blessed of you. And Father, today I pray for Abby. I pray that today, Lord Jesus, that you will minister to her needs. Lord, as she is raising these children, Lord, God, that she will pursue you in every part of her life, Lord. She will pursue you for wisdom. She will pursue you for strength. She will pursue you, Lord God, for every need that she has in her life. And God, you will equip her as a parent, as a mother. And Lord Jesus, she will lead these children in the ways of righteousness. And Lord, you will guide them every step of the way. She will be motivated and inspired to share the gospel with them, to pray with them, and to have them in church. And Lord Jesus, we just believe that on this day, Lord God, that you are blessing and ministering to this family, Lord, as we have dedicated them to you for your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you give Abby and all of her family a big hand? Miss Sarah has certificates of dedication for those that are being dedicated. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of this special day of your life, okay? And some of you, I think, are going to be baptized this morning. So I'm going to ask those that are baptismal candidates if they will go ahead and follow my wife, and she's going to take you back to get ready for the baptism service. Madison, just a little bit of something to fill in. And Chase, where is Chase at? I've lost Chase. Oh, there he is. You're on the other side today. So just give us a moment to prepare for baptism, and we will be right back with you guys. Okay. I think we're ready to get started, and we just added baptism. We have a brand new, let me hold your hand here. This is Maryland, and Maryland's been an online congregation for a good while, but she attended in person last week, and she's back this week, and we actually, if you'll watch that way, I think you'll have a video of Maryland in there, Jonathan.
Hello, my name is Maryland Griffith, and I am being baptized in water today as an outward expression of my faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay. So, Marilyn, thank you. Thank you for being here. You know the routine. All right. If you'll take your right hand and grip your nose and move up here on your wrist with this hand like that. Okay. Marilyn, thank you for being here again with us this week. Thank you for watching online all this time. And I'm honored and privileged to baptize you in water today as a declaration of your faith in Christ Jesus. And I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I bless you. Who's coming next? Yeah. No, he can come. He can come. And I'll let Chase.
Next we have Mr. Bentley.
We didn't get to do a video.
No, we didn't. We didn't do a video of Bentley. But what I want Bentley to do is just the baptism is just a public profession of your faith that you believe Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead, so that we can live with the Father forever. So, do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. So.
Amen.
So. Now I want to pray over Bentley before we actually baptize him. So close your eyes, buddy. So, Father God, we just lift up Bentley before you, God. We ask that you would bless him and keep him, Lord. Let your face shine upon him. Be gracious unto him and give him your peace. I pray that you would teach him to love, God, and that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding all the days of his life. In Jesus' name. So grab your nose. All right. Bentley, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Katie and Daniel not only wanted to dedicate Odie, but they wanted to be baptized in water today. They came to faith several months ago now, and we have a video, a joint video of them, and I'll ask John to play it.
Hi, we're the Moores. I'm Katie.
Odie.
Daniel.
And today we are being baptized as a public service. Today we are being baptized as a public testimony that we have been saved by trusting Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Amen. So Katie, if you'll take your right hand and grip your nose, then take your left hand and grip your wrist, okay? Katie, it is my honor and privilege. It's great to have you guys as part of our Voice of Praise family. And I'm proud that you have chosen to follow Jesus. And as a sign of your all's faith, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay? So squeeze your nose, good and tight. Father, we thank you for Katie, and we baptize her right now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You okay? Okay. He can help you. Amen. I love these family activities. The family activities are great. You know, be careful on that pour out there, guys. It's a little slick. Daniel? Sir? Y'all sit there and put your toes under that bottom. Okay, that helps us a little bit. Daniel, I'll reiterate. We're so proud of you guys and the moves that you are making in faith. You're pressing into the things of God. And it's just wonderful. It's great. You're a blessing to us. Okay? You're a blessing to us. I hope we bless you, but I want you to know you're a blessing to us. So thank you, guys, so much for being part of Voice of Praise Worship Center. But thank you more than anything for deciding to follow Jesus. Amen. That's the most important thing. You'll grip your nose with your right hand. And then, there you go. You saw the routine. Father, as I come to you today, I thank you for Daniel. And I thank you for the testimony of his faith. And Lord, today it's my honor and my privilege to baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Who's next? Okay. This is London. London. Okay.
Hi, London. Do you love Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. All right, we're going to pray for London. So, Father God, we just thank you for London. We thank you for the life that you've given her. We thank you, Jesus, that London has chosen to follow you and that she is publicly declaring that you are Lord of her life, that you died for her sins and rose from the grave, God. And we just thank you for her life. And God, we ask that you would continue to bless her life, that she may bless others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Abby and her family joined us later today, and that's wonderful. By the way, I'm glad we heard from you. Okay, and we're glad that you're here. And yes, Abby is Katie's sister, so it's a big family thing today, and that's great. That's great. It's awesome. And Abby, I want to ask you something. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? Amen. He's your Savior. Amen. Amen. Upon that declaration of your faith and salvation in Jesus Christ, I want you to grip your nose with your right hand and then close your mouth. We are under a water advisory, you know. Abby B. That's what I thought. Abby, it's an honor and a privilege for me to baptize you based on your testimony of faith in water as a public profession of your faith in Christ Jesus. Father, as we come to you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Abby's decision to be baptized today and have her family here with her. And Lord, we believe that you're going to continue to develop and bless in her life. Lord, I take honor and privilege to baptize her right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Great honor. Great honor. Amen. 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 Listen, if you're in a hurry to get to Cracker Barrel, it's not going to be nearly this good, okay? And you should see back here the hugs and the embracing that's going on. And this is Westland? Westland. Westland is part of the family as well. And Mr. Chase, children's pastor, and I'm going to let Mr. Chase baptize you, Westland, okay? Have you been to children's church before? You haven't? Okay. Well, you'll have to come back and see him sometime because he's going to baptize you.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Did she? That's okay.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus?
Yes.
All right. So now let's pray for Wesley. So, Father God, we just lift her up before you, God, and we ask that you would bless her and keep her. Lord, let your face shine upon her. Be gracious unto her and give her peace, God. Pray that you would bless her footsteps and she would guide her path in the way that she needs to go. And let her be a blessing to others as you pour out your blessings into her life. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, go ahead and pinch your nose. Now grab your wrist. Weston, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Just be. Appreciate Frankie Clower for preparing the baptistry for today's baptism service. I appreciate Chase helping me. I ask him to when there's, especially when these children are involved. Thank you all for being here today. Let's give another big round of applause. They're back here in the hallway. Isn't it wonderful for the whole world to see that expression of faith? Amen. Amen.